try this one. Somebody requested Piccolo Joe. This is kind of a poem, not same sort of thing, but I've seen truck stops and I've seen rest stops, and never the twain shall meet. I pass them both time after time in desert heat or mile after mile of snow. That car low to the ground. They tell me the shocks are gone and you can feel every bump, every crack, every icy patch, every mile. The heat of the engine will warm you for hours as you sleep. This will be my motel, this 1989 Chevy Cavalier, a car that I inherited from a man that hung himself. A love story, as it turns out. It's true. And but in a spirit watches over me, I think. Those of you who are skeptical of those guardian angel thoughts might like to know that after I donated that car to charity, after running well 300,000 miles and purchased the car of my dreams, that new car threw me like a bucking bronco, rolled over twice, caved its own head in, rather than endure the abuse that these rock and roll wars and I could dish out. It was 9 months of convalescence. I rent now, the rental cars and I eyeing each other skeptically. But I'll put it in perspective for you. I did 13 gigs in 11 days once for a total of 7,700 miles alone. Truck stops are weird oases, peaceful places to sleep. Truckers have a cool integrity and a watchful eye. I'd pull that little car in between two 18-wheelers and sleep well into the morning. My wife would raise an eyebrow at this in terms of vulnerability or comfort, but sometimes it's not worth the $50 to sleep in a Motel 6 for 3 hours. Plus, on a lengthy tour where she accompanied me, she slept in the car with me one time, and we woke to the sound of Muslim truckers praying to the sunrise, a beautiful moment. The trucker culture at the stops is another world. The diner food, the waitresses, the clothing, a Western wear biker hybrid, the CB radios, the showers and lounges, the truck repairs and parts, the energy pills, the inside jokes and stories. I met a trucker that was dissatisfied with his company, and he would sell the new tires off of his ring. He'd get on the radio across the country and sell the new tires off of his rig, swapping with the worn tires of a buyer, laughing he'd pocket the handsome-sized profit. Lot lizards or trucker servicing whores, the Flying J, the Pilot, the Speedway, will leave the headlights on for you. Rest areas are different, lonely places to relieve yourself. Tourists with white hair and white shorts eyeing my dirty black and bald with a look like they can't wait to tell Millie back home. On a rest area in a snowstorm in North Dakota, I saw a young transvestite working both sides of the highway, both opposing rest areas. That poor soul hustling blowjobs to get to San Francisco or New York. I hope he made it. Sleeping in a rest area is the last vestige of exhaustion, and I've done it many times, and I've seen America there. The West Coast Highway, the waves crashing against the rock, the desert at night, Ernest Tubbs' Miles and Miles of Texas, the mighty Mississippi, the straightforward Midwest, the soul and humor of the South, that damn I-95 from Maine to Florida, which, parenthetically, is ineffective, people. This fucking thing is ineffective. I spent the day with Jerry Lee Lewis's sister in Faraday, Louisiana. I saw Little Richard preach on Easter Sunday. I saw an incredible punk band in Madison, Wisconsin. Let's see, what have I done in my many miles? I pissed off my hotel lobby onto Hollywood Boulevard with a band that shall remain nameless and sought out a bar on a snowy morning in Seattle, 9 a.m. with the Pogues, them explaining football songs to me on and on and fucking on. And the America that I saw there was not the one that you see in the malls or the media screams or that idiot in the White House talks about. It's not the fearful, hateful Rush Limbaugh America. It truly is bold and beautiful and it embraces those that can't fit in anywhere else. And I know the rest of the world doesn't feel that way right now, and I find it difficult myself sometimes, but I have no doubt that the feeling will return because the true patriots will rise again. The Lenny Bruces and the Allen Ginsbergs and the Jack Kerouacs and the Malcolm X's and the Patti Smiths and those I would pledge my allegiance to, and probably somebody again painstakingly and through great sacrifice will come again to lead me to believe in the dream.